We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show with three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Before we get into it, as usual, make sure you gamble responsibly, buy all the noodles before the weekend.
Yeah.
And massive shout out to Bluebet again for today's episode. Download the app and start punting with the true blue Aussie battler of a bookie. Can people get these yet, these hats?
Not sure, mate. Not sure. Maybe go on the website there and have a look, but I am not sure. I know we have them on our domes.
Yeah, that's right.
Fucking
oath. Oi. A bloke sent me a message last week. Mm. Dan McCoy is his name. I've just name dropped you. Your mates, you've surely told them all.
Dan, the man.
Not like this other bloke who didn't want us to mention his name when he had a big win.
Hey, Grota.
This bloke, now it was a message on Facebook. It was last weekend and it was like photos from the pub. Yeah. You know when you go to the screen the pub, the TAB screen, you put your ticket in and it comes up with the amount you've won and says finish.
Yeah.
So he's taken three photos of that, three separate ones, man. And he goes, how's this couple of $500 multis come off? $52,284, $27,954,
$55,444.
Three separates.
He won all three of them.
Fuck off.
Three separates, man.
Did he have... What do you even do there? Do you just take them to the fucking bank?
What you do there, you can't get them. What you do there is you ring your boss and you say, won't be in this week, mate.
I'm having a month off.
Yeah, I was going to say a month at least.
Fuck yeah, actually, that's a good one.
Yeah, you got COVID.
You'd say you get sickies.
Yeah.
So you get paid.
Fucking oath.
Yeah. I'm not taking unpaid leave.
Get fucked.
Yeah, so he's had 500 per multi. So, I mean.
Wow.
The multis have got to be paying.
That is.
Wow.
$100.
What was it like? Do we have any insight on what it was across?
Nah, didn't ask. Mate, but it would have been the races.
We should start doing win of the week. Like out of all the Reggies from the weekend, send us your slips and what you won or whatever, and we should do win of the week.
That's a good idea.
Well, Dan won last week.
Dan, I think, won the year.
Definitely. Yeah. Dan had two dog old mate. He won 26 grand.
Yeah. He's like 26. I fucking won 27.
and then I asked with that.
That's cute.
Yeah. So I asked him if he could sponsor us for the year, and he said no.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Well, you can if you want.
Sponsored by Dan McCoy's punting.
Yeah. Dan McCoy's multis. Yeah. Wow, that's impressive, man.
Well, when I was three, I was like, because two of them said 50-something grand, and I had to look twice to make sure it wasn't the same one.
Does it, like, surely, I wonder if he's won some in the past or if he's like does a fair bit of punting to...
Yeah,
professional punter.
Because I'd be freaking out.
$500 on a multi is a
that's what I mean. Like, as in, there's something. Is this a more, bit more in, than?
Is that like me having $50?
Did he just break even?
Yeah. Is he just investing more than punting?
Oh, good on him anyway. How good's the punt?
Yeah, fuck yeah. He's had a good week. Oh, yeah, the Flinton Races, remember them? Remember I mentioned them out west Queensland?
Yes, I remember that.
They are this weekend because it's Easter, so make sure everybody who was thinking about going, make sure you still
this
go.
This is a reminder, yeah.
We talked about, I found out what the lolly drop was too. Helicopter comes in and drops fucking lollies everywhere for the kids.
Yeah, right.
The camping's on, the Sunday brekkie, all that good shit, you know.
Mate,
heaps of novelty races. Those race days out west where they only have one for the whole year, they're a hoot.
What I was about to say, Gropes, if you're, well, anyone but single blokes, single chicks, like it's a real good one for mingling.
Mingling, yeah, okay.
Good there mingling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, rooftop tent. Just went Flinton.
Fucking, yeah.
Righto. Let's everybody take a seat, nestle in, crack a beer. This could take a while. Can we hear last week's print clip, please?
One TBR here. I'm going to go with BR7 number 6, Princess Tenko. I'm going to have 2 units to win, 1 unit to place, and that should be a good value, running at around $15.
Wow.
Fuck. Everyone's still awake.
Wow. That was huge.
What is the time? Fucking hell. Midnight.
We got to go.
Huge from us.
Yeah, good work.
Is that the shortest clip ever?
Yeah. And that was... Yeah. That didn't win either. That was a place. He got the place.
He got the 1 unit on the place.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, he creeps just slightly in ahead of Barb's, though. You know, keeps creeping.
Well, I'm glad we all lost because the deficit doesn't change.
That was fucked up. That was fucked up that weekend. You were probably the closest because Lady Laguna lost by a pimple.
Yeah. To and Jeremy Cameron. Kick two.
Oh, that's right. Instead of
where
three.
Is our big hole, by the way?
Oh, the hole. Quinn will get it.
No. Oh, so Peter, I'll be off you.
Do we all just get it? Because we all suck.
All right. Yeah. Tigers just raping the Sharks. I felt very much holed from the multi that I had one leg to go on just for the Sharks to beat them head to head and get fucking raped. I think that's a hole.
Yeah, it was. You didn't that was an unexpected hole.
But you didn't come close.
Are you kidding? How is the Tigers losing to the Sharks and you get your four-leg multi over the line not coming close?
Oh, I thought you meant your same game.
No.
Because you had a same game on as well. Sorry. Now, the whole week I've been like, this guy's fucking off his head. He lost every leg.
No, that was me old boys one.
All
5 units.
Oh.
I just needed the Sharks to beat the fucking Tigs.
Yeah, you can have this.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's tough.
And I'm going, what is going on in the universe for them to not just fucking win?
Because you did have a same game.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That was shit, yeah. I had both wingers and 13 plus.
Yeah.
And that was nowhere near it.
That's
but
copy.
Just the Sharks to win. And that was me done. That was me, the monkey off the back of the old boys. Yep. Yeah.
Fuck.
That's what I mean.
Tigers just cock blocked you.
That pisses
actually
me off.
They didn't. They just opened the floodgates.
And that's what I mean. I was happy to see the Tigers thing, but.
Now
fuck.
I'm with you. And so your Lady Laguna bet was in the old boys too.
Yes, it
three
was.
Three units at $11.
Lost
fuck me.
Yeah, and I had 5 units on mine at 5 points something. Like, so we would have got a
lucky,
nice little.
Lucky old cunts is all I'll say.
Oh, proper so lucky. Mate.
Just kissed on the cock as usual. Righto. Enough on that. Now I'm with you. You can have this.
Yeah,
get
thanks.
That India.
Thanks. That's my second holding, I think.
Fucking hell. Righto. The championships, let's go.
The champions.
The champions.
The champions.
Champions.
I am not going well in this segment. Oi, I've sent, it's the end of the month.
Yeah.
The 30th of March is Saturday.
Yep.
It's the end of the month, so next week, I don't know, Monday or Tuesday after we fill the spready in.
Yeah, we'll, after this week.
Yeah, after this week, we'll post each segment
where we're
and
at.
Where we're at.
Yep.
But we'll start with the championships.
Yep.
Yep. Determining out of us three plus the listeners, who's the greatest punter of all time, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. That's right.
Because
all time.
And like if you come fourth, you're fourth all time.
Yeah, fourth all time punter. Fourth punter of all time.
Oh, righto. So how is the fucking form on that, by the way? when I did the random pick and it comes up with Luke Smith, the OG listener.
Oh, yeah.
Look, Jace's worst nightmare.
I'll tell you what.
He fact checks me on everything.
I'll tell you what, this cunt would want to be fucking squeaky clean.
Yeah.
As in, he'd want to fucking speak so well and have it all laid out, or I'll fucking roast you, cunt. Because all you do is just go after every episode. Love your support, but you'd want to nail it, cunt.
One slip up, you're fucked.
I thought we had him.
Oh, did
you? Because he sent me the thing last night, straight up, recording a couple of hours after it said that it was him. I'm like, oh, fucking hell, righto.
He's kidding.
And he's tried to stitch me up because normally they send them to me today.
Yeah.
And then I just forward them on, but I was laying in bed. So thinking, I went, fuck, I'll have a listen. And just fucking sends through a recording with legs in there that started not just the Collingwood Lions game that's on right now, but two game or three games of tennis that started today. And I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me, cunt?
He's got you.
And he got me, all right. But he then said, oh, you're too easy or something. And I said, I wrote back, honestly, I sat there for 5 minutes and went, surely this cunt knows better.
Knowledge. Yeah, him of
surely
all people,
he knows better.
He knows better.
So anyway, I just went, are you serious? So he's emailed it through today because that was on Facebook. And I said, look, you're going to have to email it because Facebook doesn't let you fucking forward
shit.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Yep.
Emailed it, forwarded it to Quinn, so we'll fucking hear from him.
Oi, when's this dog gropes?
Because
the fucking, we had a grey that was
the grey.
Very.
Grope is grey.
Yeah.
Oh, did it's we miss gone
it?
Already.
Oh, no, it wouldn't have wanted to fuck. Did you put it on?
I put it on.
Oh.
I hope it won. Nah.
Oh, no, there didn't it win.
Is. Coming over the line now.
Spewing. I think we got another one, don't we?
Yeah, we do, which is handy. Because
that is
we just won't even say anything about that, what that was, where that was, or
what
anything.
Dog it was.
All right, we'll just continue on, go the next.
It's coming up at, I'll tell you, Quinn, so you can fucking also remember, but we will also remember.
Try me best.
Race 2 at Sandown Park at 6:04, it says.
Okay, we got plenty of time.
6:04, so that's ages off.
Should we give?
We're recording early, by the way, this week because Tom's fucking got to do shit.
He's getting up on the stage.
So we're early. That's why it's so early, and we're all fucking thrown out.
Should we give old Luke Smith the honours?
Yeah, give him the honours.
Let him go. He nails this.
Me too.
Reggie's, how are we, gentlemen? It's the OG listener from down south in Mexico. I've been summoned by the great G1G to partake this week on behalf of the listeners. I figured why not have a little bit of fun with it. We know Groper absolutely love it when the listeners try and bet on sport that's on the Thursday night. So I figured this week would be no exception. I did send him a recording last night and included a couple of multis for the Collingwood match. That's on last night, as you hear this. And he bit, and he bit well. I did get an abusive message at about 11 o'clock last night saying I should know better. But, got him there, stitched up, so that was a beauty. But I figured we'll roll the dice this week, see how we go. I am absolutely useless at the best of times when it comes to betting. So my tactic this week is going to be throw some shit at the wall and hope something sticks. So with this, we'll go, start off two units on a three-leg multi. We'll go to Rose Hill, race 7, number 3, Komochi to place. Rose Hill, race 8, number 1, Buckaroo to place. And then go to Flemington, race 8, number 1, Mr. Brightside to win. So three big races, anything could happen with them. But we'll see how we go. Bluebet is giving us $8.49 for that one.
Ooh.
And that's two units. We'll go to the next one. We'll go another two units on this one. We'll up the ante a little bit and go a 9-leg multi.
Oh,
this one we will go to Carlton, 25+ over North. Kerno to kick 3+, Mackay to kick 2+, Cripps to get 25 or more touches, Fisher to get 20 or more touches. We'll go Geelong 25+ over the Poos and Wees, a.k.a. Hawthorne.
The Poos and
Cameron
Wees
to kick 2+, homies. Hawkins to kick 2+, Warple to get 25 or more touches. That multi there for the nine legs. Blue Bet is giving us $27.54 for. So we'll see how that goes.
Here we go.
And then for the last unit, it's only fitting to go for a juicy Hail Mary.
Yeah,
this one is Jace's long lost brother, the 11 leg multi. Broker did have a fit when I started saying I wanted to do some really long multis. He's been whinging all morning that fitting on the page. So I had to scrap the idea of going a ridiculous 30 legger, but anyway. 11 leg multi, one unit, Carlton 25 plus, Freo to beat the Crows.
Shut up.
Insert the noise there, Tommy, can you? Dogs 25 plus, Sydney to win, Geelong to win, Rabbitohs to win, Sea Eagles to win, Eels to win, Dolphins, Warriors and Sharks all to win. Blue Bet is giving us $56.07. So that's one unit. Like I said, boys, I'm shit at this. That's why I rely on everyone else's bets. Broker's been letting us down for that one. But, see how we go, boys. Have a bit of fun with it. Just remember, be safe for this weekend with Easter around the corner. A lot of dickheads on the roads. So just be safe. Everyone have a good Easter and enjoy. Cheers.
Good on you, Luke.
All right. Cheers, can mate. I just say... I can't fault the bloke on anything.
Man. No, you
spoke
can't.
Spoke very
can't
well. Either, yeah. Nailed all the legs in that. Fucking entertaining. Well
Couple
done, Luke.
Couple of great legs in there, too.
The thing is, though, when you
the
lie.
The poos and wheeze.
Yeah, have you heard that?
No.
When you lie and it's in text message, you just fuck yourself, don't you?
Oh, what are you got to do?
Wait, so there is a slip up?
No, sort of. I just said.
Pin him.
Hey, mate, just. What happened here? Because he sent the G up one was 15 legs or something. Yeah. And that was it. And I said, where are we here? I said, mate, just send it through tomorrow and swing away. Just remember we need to fit the multi on the Instagram post. And he said, what's me cap or number of legs? I said, do whatever you want, mate. We'll work it out.
Mm.
And then I said, but if you do 3 times 15 leg multis, we'll never fit it in the post.
Yeah. Might have to give him the old 2 swipes. Listen to bits.
Nah, fuck that. You can just listen. If he wants to be a fucking clown, then you can just listen.
Imagine if he pulls it off now and Grover's just rubbished him.
They haven't rubbished him. I just said we'll post 11 leg multi at this price. Go and listen.
Yeah.
The 11 leg is a fucking Hail Mary. If you pull that off, that's ridiculous. But a 9 leg over 2 games of AFL isn't actually that much.
Do you know what it is, though? Do you know what his bets are? They're Reggie bets.
Well, they are.
Yeah.
They're Reggie bets. You got to give it to the man. He has bet like a true blue fucking Reggie here.
You know what he's done, though, is he's gone the fucking crow for each way by going, look, I'm no good.
Yeah.
Twice. I'm no good. Yeah. I'm rubbish.
Started with it, then finished with the groper. Fucking. I can't pump for shit, so I thought I'd like the post to be the punter.
I wonder if he wins. If you'll say the same thing.
I'm thinking it's not like we've just plucked you out of thin air, cunt. You like the post to be in the draw.
Yeah.
Now on your Lukey.
Righto, good stuff. I'm going to have a multi for my champ bet as well. A nice 3-legger. It starts with Rose Hill Race 8, number 3, Ash Run.
Mm.
I backed it first up and I'll quote myself, I will be following him all the way through his prep.
Yep.
He ran in the Pakenham Cup second up. So he ran fourth first up that day and then come out and won the Pakenham Cup last start. It was on a Friday night. Thank fuck I was at the pub and saw it because Friday night, didn't have a look, went, fuck me, it's running the Pakenham Cup. Backed it and it won. So I think it's perfect for this because it's staying at 2,400 metres, draws gate one, should get the dream run. Post-Impressionist is the obvious favourite because last week it was so good at Rose Hill.
Yeah.
Won by 3 or 4 lengths. It's a overseas horse. Come first up, 2,400 metres.
Right, European horse, is it?
Yeah. Only overseas horses can do come first up, 2,400 and fucking
win. Well,
they're
on such long distances.
But... 7-day backup, so everyone's got the question marks. So I'm like, righto.
Is this of the overseas one?
Yeah. So Ashrun, third up, 2,400, perfect place. Ashrun to place.
You're right.
Into Manly to win at the line, and I'm going to pick my own line. I'm tightening it into -5.5 at $1.65.
Yep.
Into the Dolphins to win just head-to-head because $1.70 is stealing money.
Mm.
So Ash Run to place into Manly -5.5 into Dolphins to win, paying $6.45, and I'm going to have all 5 units on it.
That's smart punting.
That's genuinely
I'm hoping so. So
smart
bet. Well, it sounds good, doesn't it?
Now, I've said 6.45 there because that's what odds I had earlier, but they haven't stopped. More? Well, they haven't stopped coming for fucking Ash Run, man, the punters. So it opened at $10 a win, $2.80 a place, and it's into $7.50 a win and $2.25 a place. Ooh. So those odds might change in the morning when we post them. Yep, but
right.
Yeah, maybe wait till race day because that's actually the first leg of the multi is the horse.
Mm.
Wait till race day and hopefully it gets out a little bit and then bang.
Hit it.
Smart punting.
Righto, who's up?
Beautiful. I'll go. I got a multi as well. Two-leg Biffin multi. The two Aussie boys that I'm fucking rooting for this weekend, I'm just going fully behind them here, and I genuinely think both of them are going to win. Liam Wilson, just to win, I'm going first leg. I think he's paying massive fucking overs around the $4 mark. I think he's come into about $3.70. And then Timmy Zhu to win by knockout, that's paying $5.25 thanks to Bluebet. All 5 units on it.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah, boys. Great stuff. Righto, for the championships, I'm just sticking to the rugby league. And we're going Friday night, Broncos versus Cowboys. So I'm doing a 3-leg multi.
Ooh.
Dean Mariner, leading try scorer so far this year, scored in all 3 games. So I'm going him anytime, as well as Scotty Drinkwater anytime. I think he can light it up where need be.
Printwater.
And it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think it always usually is in this fixture. And I think it's pretty safe with the overs at 43.5. So that's paying $6.50. I'm throwing 4 units on that. And then this one feels like a swing, but it could be more of a straight, like, right, bit of a jab. I don't know, but I'm going Manly versus the Red V. It's the odds that are throwing me off. So, and I see some fucking value in it where you got Manly.
Oh, that's perfect.
13 plus.
We're all thinking the same thing here with the footy, I think, with the Manly game and the Dolphins and shit.
That's right.
Just, just the Finns for me.
Manly 13 plus. Off the back of last week's loss, I don't think their form's going to plummet at all. And then, you guessed it, Olakau'atu anytime.
Yeah.
Can't not have him. And then I've got Garrick anytime, as well as Sloan, who will probably be Dragons' only try scorer.
Terrell.
He usually steps up for him. And even in a loss, that's paying $26. So I'm just going to throw my last unit on that one.
Righto. Sounds good. I always get a bit nervous when you do a multi and you think one team's going to smash and then you put the other team for someone to score.
I think that's why my odds are decent because I've done 13 plus but still done a Dragons try score.
Yeah.
But I was doing a bit of research today. Manly have conceded a fair few points in the last few games but also put heaps on.
That's right, yeah.
So they're like a we'll just out fucking score you instead of keep you out.
That's like the Cowboys.
Yeah.
The Cows just score 40 every week.
Last week, yeah.
And then let heaps in.
So which are good teams to punt on with any time try scorers.
Mm. That's right.
Mm.
Confirms my thing about the overs for the Broncos-Cowboys game too.
Yeah.
That was another little jab I had to have at Luke just quickly too. He's gone on, in 2 of his bets, he's gone on the Carlton North game, which starts at 3 o'clock Friday. So get on quick, Reggie's. At least it wasn't a 10 a.m. Friday basketball
game. That's true.
And we had to get the bets out early as fuck because, anyway. Yous are going well.
Is this still a jab? Have you sent a right in?
Well, have you seen the fucking haymakers I've been covered?
You are getting dewied. You're in a corner getting swamped.
So fucking I can jab a few back. And I will.
Get that in you.
You dirty cunt.
Is that a fucking fart?
Yeah.
I thought someone hit the fucking bar.
That's how good the listeners are going.
Fucking listen to that. what was I going to say? Cue the stinger for the stinger. B1 segment. Let's go. B1 Supremacy. We've got obviously a couple of great friends of the show. We've got Tommy Button and Tommy Barbary. Fuck, we've got some Toms hanging around the show.
Good juju.
You know who they are. You know what they're about. You know what they're doing. They're going head-to-head for the year. Button's got the lead, so he's B1.
Mm.
Barb's is hot on his tail.
Yeah, definitely. So it's a lead, but it's not even – you wouldn't even look at it as a lead this early
on. I think it's like fucking 25 units or something.
They're neck
and neck. Bugger all. So, but Button did increase his lead slightly. Because he pretty much got his units back.
Yep.
And then obviously Barb's lost his 5.
Yep.
But, yeah, we'll hear from the B1 first, eh?
B1, are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Reggie's B1 TBR here. Look, nothing to write home about last week, so I'm going to get straight into this week, Easter weekend.
Fuck yeah, there was.
Hope everyone out there has a good punt, plenty of beers, and just enjoys whatever they're doing this weekend.
Fucking nice.
Into the punting, I've come up with an all up. It's a bit of bits and pieces all up, but look, I think it's a pretty good bet. So we'll start off with Sydney Race 5, Horse 2, Hinged the Place.
Oh, keto horse.
$2 a place. I think it's a gift. Run really well last start against Sue Gotcha, and she's well overdue for a win. So we're going to throw her in first. Then we're going to go Race 7, Horse 1 in Sydney, Orchestral. Look, short odds, $1.60, but we're going to have it. The win, Roger James, he's a genius, knows how to do it. In Australia, this horse is a champion. Filly from New Zealand, it will win, Orchestral. Then we're going to go off to Bow Desert, a little bit out in the country sort of tracks. But look, no prices up here yet, but I think these two horses will win and add value to the multi. So Race 2, Horse 10, Little Charmer, Van Dyke trained, McIvy Diva colours. So I'm sure Van Dyke wouldn't have it if he didn't think it could, win a few races, and this looks like a pretty easy assignment. Then we're going to go Race 5, number 2, Aces Up. Finally found himself in a winnable race. I think he's been placed average a few times, and this is the right race for him. Race 5, number 2, Aces Up with Callow aboard. Then we're going to go to the Rugby League. I don't often do this. I won't do this much in the future. I don't want to step on the boys' toes. They're the Rugby League geniuses, so yeah, I'm going to leave it to them most weeks. But this week, I don't think these two teams can get beat. Manly to beat the Dragons, because the Dragons are shit. $1.35, yep. A little bit of value to the multi, and then I'm going to go Dolphins to beat the Titans, because the Titans are more shit. $1.65, I think that's a gift. There you have it, guys. That's me multi for this week. 5 units all into that multi. I think that'll get the cash, and that'll keep B2 at B2. So good luck, happy punting, and remember, the fucking Moya.
Good that shit, mate.
Great. Glorious.
You watch all of us just pump the Dolphins and the fucking Titans win.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing like they're in my shit.
Because they're doing it for Tino.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You watch. I just see it just fucking looming.
Well, you gotta think like,
fuck,
how are they paying $1.70?
I don't know.
What are we not
Jaden
know?
Campbell, apparently, like he's coming in for feeders sniffing around the 18th man.
What
spot.
Are we not seeing?
Don't know.
Finns had the bye last week, didn't they?
Dolphins did, yeah.
I even looked at the thing again last night and I went, nah, I still think Dolphins pound them.
So they won 36-0, had a week off, and they're only paying $1.70 against
they won
the
30, yeah, whatever it was, 36-0 against a team who beat the team they're now playing.
Yeah, exactly.
Flogged
right.
them. Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. Anyway.
Yeah.
Moving on, let's hear from Barbary. B2.
Reggie's! Hey. Well, lads, very, very difficult day on the Rex last weekend. Anyway, suppose we've all got to try and bounce back.
Yeah.
Before I start, I've just got a couple of housekeeping things I want to say. I just want to give a shout-out to the Reggie's very own Regan Reg McBride, the Bowen Reg, the only man on course at the Bowen Cup last year with a baggy Reg
on the five
of us weapons. And his lovely other half, Mrs. Reg, we all partied long into the night, and they're an absolute highlight of that trip. They've been through something very personal in the recent weeks, and just wanted to give them a big shout out and tell them all that we're thinking of them. From myself and all the Reggies, much love. And secondly, lads, I posted the link to the profile in the RLC a little while ago. The cattle dog's doing mullets for mental health, and if I can raise $1,000 before the end of April, I'll grow this moulet out till next March and then probably do the world's greatest shave for the Leukemia Foundation or something. So all you Reggies, deposit a little less this week into your blue bet accounts and swing the cattle dog a donation. The end result won't be as glorious as Jackson Slows, you know, but a man can try with a mullet.
That is a good
anyway,
one.
Anyway, now that the admin's out the way, onto this week's tips. It's been as wet as a shag in Bris Vegas this week, so I've gone hunting for wet trackers. And I think I've found one at great each-way value. Doomben, race 7, number 2, Astero. This Son of Zeus star was gallant last start to win by 0.2 in a benchmark 94 handicap at Kembla Grange. He comes to Brisbane in winning form, and Matthew Smith will have him ready to rumble. Under gun apprentice Bailey Wheeler from Barrier 3, he'll get the run of the race and gets conditions to put his best foot forward again. He's had 7 starts on heavy tracks for 3 wins and 2 seconds. He's also 2 from 2 at Doomben. So with my 5 units this week, versus a B1 button, I'll be having 2 units the win, 3 units the place at $7.50 and $2.30. Race 7, number 2, Astero at Doomben. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
I don't know where he got his 2 from 2 at Doomben. It says he's had 3 starts at the track for 1 placing. But, I mean, this, you know, Bluebet may have it wrong. So we'll check on something else here on the thing. I don't know. Nah, yeah, it doesn't matter.
In
it's
the
a great
meantime,
bet.
Though, yeah, get behind Bubs with the, you know, with his mullets for mental health.
Absolutely.
It's fucking good stuff.
Bloody oath. He, yeah.
And the catalog of
Pat. I have no idea what he's talking about with Regan either, but whatever it is.
Thoughts
fucking,
and prayers.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thoughts
whatever,
are with you.
Whatever they're going through, fucking oath.
Don't worry. I'll just back the app in and say that he's off his lemon.
There you go. Bit of poly before we move on.
No, well, you can't go telling the listeners false info.
No, mate, that's right.
2 from 2 at Doomben. Fuck me, dude. I'll launch into it. That's what I want to do is absolutely fucking launch into it. But let's check here.
We're fact checking him live.
Well, I don't.
Nah, mate, hit him.
Nah. He's got it
smack
wrong,
him?
Man.
Nah.
He's got that wrong. Right. Unless we heard it wrong.
Pound him.
Oh, well, anyway. No big kiss tonight.
That's all right.
Honestly, didn't even hear that bit.
Unless he was talking about fucking the boom. Nah. Righto.
Right.
Well, that's the B1 segment. It's all right.
Good to hear from the boys as always.
You just got to, sometimes you just got to fact check. Luke Smith would have wrote into us otherwise.
Oh, yeah, we've got an L Smith from the table here.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Let's go group one-ing.
Punters are rallying around the group one winners.
The group one. And there's another group one success.
Fuck, I'm keen for this race.
I am keen. Every week we've got a group one. We're going to have a bet on it. This week we've got, I think, 4 group ones.
Yeah.
And when there's more than one, we're just going to pick one. Otherwise, we'll be here all night. It was Tommy's pick this week.
Mate, when you got Brightside, Pride of Jenny, Cascadia, and a few other names, I just really liked it. Yep. I looked through all of them and I went, yeah, just have to go that. It's exciting. There's not as many horses, but just the name in there if the boys have to pick one or potentially a few.
The Group 1 Australia Cup.
Yeah, probably the most prestigious out of the Group 1s this weekend too.
Definitely, yeah. Race number 8 at Flemington. It's an iconic race on the calendar because it was made famous by the mighty Lonro.
It was.
He won the race from an absolutely impossible position. And just 5-star race calling from Greg Miles has just made the whole call
the spectacle
of it.
Of
that's
it.
Like made it into this iconic thing. So, go and watch it. There's videos getting around of it everywhere at the moment just because it's, you know, Australia Cup week. So if we have a little look at the Bluebet market, we've got a clear top 2.
Yeah.
You got number 1, Mr. Brightside at $2.45 and number 7, Pride of Jenny at $2.90. And then the second line of betting, we've got number 8, A Tissue at $6.50 and number 2, and last year's winner, Cascadian at $8.50.
I like that one.
It's double figures the rest. Young Werter and Vow and Declare might be the Smokies.
Mm.
any race with Pride of Jenny in it is a cunt these days because
isn't it?
She does things that
stays.
Normal racehorses can't do That's what right. she does. So she'll be miles in front again.
Yep.
But can she hang on over 2,000 this time? You know, she's a mile specialist, 1,600 meter specialist.
I think the distance questions a lot of horses this race.
Yeah, but for me, Brightside ran second in a Cox Plate, mate, against the absolute that's top.
Yeah.
Top weight for age race in Australia.
Romantic Warrior, yeah.
Yeah, so he can run the distance against the best company.
Yeah.
You know, we know that.
It deserves to be favourite, I think.
Coming second last race,
that was a freakish performance by Pride of Jenny, start. That was just one of those days where she was just clearly.
And that's the thing, you go, is she just a freak?
Is she going to get better?
Is she just freakish every time?
Yeah, that's right.
We still don't know.
That's right, we don't.
Which is why it's exciting.
Because I don't know, a tissue each way for me.
Yeah?
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
The track and distance form, man, it's just unreal. And 2,000 metres is just what she does.
Yeah.
Every prep goes to the mile, comes close, goes to 2,000 metres and wins. So at the track, 5 starts for 3 wins in a second.
Mm.
Track and distance, 2 from 2, actually. Yep. Actually, 2 from 2, track and distance.
just make it up.
We don't want any rain. Mm. We can have a little bit. A little bit of rain's all right. She doesn't mind soft going, but hasn't won on a heavy track, but she's had 6 goes for 2 sessions.
Rather at a Reggie's 4, though.
Yeah, or a Jarch 5.
Yeah.
One of those 2.
You don't want a Darcy 7.
You don't want a Klutzy.
No, you do not want a Klutzy
8.
8. look, we'll see what happens because there's question marks on Jenny. We know Brightside's fucking, you know, he can run the distance. So, I don't know. I just can't go past the tissues Flemington form
good
and
shit,
distance.
Brother.
So, I'm going to go $2 a win at $6.50 and 3 units a place at $1.85.
Nice, mate. We're going to go to the old man. Old man Keats.
Yeah, we can do that. Keep it.
Generals, the prestigious Australian Cup. I love this race. And they've had plenty of luck picking the winner in the past years.
Oh.
So let's hope I'm true to me form in 2024. Number 8, a tissue. 3 wins from 5 starts at Flemington.
Actually, that's shit.
And C. Waller will have Kleenex peaking third up for this assignment.
Kleenex.
Blake Chin, 1 ride on the horse for 1 win. This is too easy, guys. 5 units to win. Number 8, a tissue, around the $6.50 mark. Until next week, happy punting. Stay safe.
Righto.
Well.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, no.
5 units to win. That is nice.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, fuck
it. Go for it, mate.
So I hope you two are wrong because I've got I like 3 horses in this race and a tissue isn't one of them.
Yeah.
I like Brightside, Cascadian and Pride of Jenny. Pride of Jenny should be out in front. We know that.
Yep.
It's just the distance, like we said. Don't know if it's going to hold on. And the other 2 will be steaming home to try and pip her at the post, I think. I can't decide which one I like most, so I'm putting them in a box trifecta. 1, 2, 7, all 5 units on.
Nice. So we actually need to work out how we're going to do that.
Yeah. If it has to be a same race multi, I'm happy to do that.
No, we can do the trifecta, but we just need to probably actually give the unit a value.
Yeah.
Because it might just make you go 4.96 units.
Because
it depends how much money
you put on for what percentage of the trifecta you get.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, we'll work it out.
All right.
Might even just make it $1.
Yeah.
And then it's easy.
I'm easy, whatever we do. But it was one of those things where I liked Pride of Jenny, but liked all those 3 and I'm like, well, fuck it.
It's a nice bet, yeah. Bloody oath. Last year's winner, Cascadian, 4th up, 2,000 metres. That's always a James Cummings fucking special.
It is.
Mm.
That was my theory with Tom Kitten last week.
Rocket.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rocket's Ruffy's raring to go. First tip this week is the Group 1. We're off to Flemington for Race 8, the TAB Australian Cup. We're going to have all 5 units on a box trifecta. Horse 1, Mr. Brightside. Horse 2, Cascadian. Horse 3, Legato. Stay home.
I don't think he meant the number 3. I think he meant the 3rd horse, Legato.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I thought he was just going to go the same as
you. Well, imagine that. Nah. He's left. So instead of Pride of Jenny, he's thinking.
So is that He said box, though.
Yeah, box.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweet. Yeah. Nice.
So same as mine, except for Pride of Jenny. Instead, he's got in fucking...
Legato. Yeah. Number nine, Legato.
I just don't see Pride of Jenny losing to three.
Yeah, it's you just never know in that last 100. You know, she might just paddle
off a cliff.
She'll just start paddling.
Yeah. In the wet.
Yeah.
Right, boys. I am going for the reigning Australian Cup champ, Cascadian. So you boys know I love the good old from Blue. And the big standout for me is its 2,000 meter record compared to the rest of the field.
Mm.
I still think he's got it and can get it done even later on in its career. So I'm going the three units on it for the win. And then another horse from my last two units that I can just never go past in the big races, especially at the longer distance, is Vow and Declare. It's just always sniffing since its Melbourne Cup win. Great place record at the 2,000 metres, and you've got Billy Egan on board, so I'm just chucking my last two units on the place at $4.
I like that. That's
glorious.
So that could be huge if Cascadian wins and Van Clare gets second or third.
Yeah, bloody oath. Nice betting. A couple of us.
No cunts on Brightside.
No one is on Brightside. Yeah, or Jet. Well, you are, but you know.
For the win, yeah.
Didn't have enough balls to just pick one, though. Do you know who will be on Brightside?
B2.
You'd think B2 would be, yeah.
He's on Brightside's sword.
Yeah.
Loves it.
Yeah. And he carries on. I remember when he came up to Gladdy, man, it was that funny. So we went over to Buddy. I think we went to Tyler's house before we went to this little music festival that was on under the trees. He did not have a fucking cent on Brightside, and it was $1.60 to win.
Mm.
And just absolutely carried on.
Just rode it
singing
home.
The song for about 10 minutes straight. Yeah. Going out of my cage. We're all sitting there like, is this cunt for real? He has not had a fucking cent on it, and it paid $1.60.
He just loves the horse.
Wow.
Good on him. He's a horseman. He loves the horse.
On the barbs. And then at 7 p.m. he went home and he pissed me off.
Wow. Do you know what, Barbs? I thought you might get a sort of semi-poly-free night, but you're welted up, brother. You're welted up.
You've been fucking pounded tonight.
Oh, but we've already said that on the show, that's what happened.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's on the public record already. Yeah.
That's fucking bit of truth.
Anyway.
Let's hear from Pedro.
Yeah.
G'day, Reggies. Let's go. Group 1 Racing.
G1P.
2,000 metres. Flemington Race 8. I am staying away from this fucking, definitely the favourite. Mr. Brightside, even Pride of Journey, I'm staying away.
Oh.
That's right. Number 2, Cascadian. Racing, last couple of races, it's been fucking primed. This 2,000 metres might be a bit too much for Brightside and Pride of Jenny. But Cascadian's times are looking sweet.
Mm.
It's a little bit older horse, but I'm going to whack 3 units on Cascadian to win.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice barrier. See how it goes. And with 2 units remaining, Vow and Declare to place.
Oh, get fucked.
Just fucking.
This horse, fuck, it's an old one.
Spawn of.
But spawn. Its last 12 months to 18 months, it seems to just place here and there everywhere. So its place record is looking nice. So it's paying about $5 a place, $4.80 maybe. So I'm going to whack 2 units on that to place. So Cascadian to win, Vow and Declare to place. Cheers. Attack.
How's that? So I've gone the trifecta. The old man's gone the trifecta. You've gone a tissue. Keats has gone a tissue.
I've gone Cascadia in the win, Vow and Declare plays, and so has Pedro.
You can't script that.
Yours was one leg off being the exact.
I didn't fucking, I didn't listen and then.
I had no fucking.
Well, obviously, because if you did listen, you would have changed
it. Yeah. So it's, no way. Because he's got a fucking massive lead, so if I win,
that's what's happened with you. Actually,
I'll be chasing for second place.
No, you're copying him because he's winning.
You didn't listen.
Wish.
That Cascadian just gets better and better the more you look at it, eh?
Yeah, man.
Because it ran third behind Pride of Jenny and Brightside last start over 1,600 and now to 2,000.
Yeah, I like it.
It's a nice bet. Surely it's going to have to tighten up. Well, it has sort of already. 9 into 750. And a tissue's just solid. 7 into 650. Well, 7 into 550 and back out to 650.
So. Might be a silly question. What horses? What age do horses usually retire? Like they're healthy and they've just run their course and they're done.
Well, if your name's Fab's Cowboy, never. I think he's 11 or 12.
Would it be
Cascading
like
Cascading is nine?
Would the real short form, hard and fast sprinters have a shorter career than the long stays?
I don't think it matters, man. Yeah, right. It does not matter. Yeah, it's just all depends on the animal, and that's why you need like your trainers and everyone around them to know the horse.
Yeah,
and
see the signs when they're starting to fucking.
Like, look what Chautauqua did at the end of its career. Just stood in the barriers every time.
Yeah.
And went, fuck you, I'm not running.
Pretty yeah,
boring. Right. It just stood there.
Listen to it.
Wow. And the jockey's there trying to get it to go. And he just stood there in the barriers and went, nah, nah.
Yeah.
And so they retired.
Nah, nah. Fuck off.
I want to go to a paddock and eat grass.
I'm finished.
It's like sitting at pre-start and just going, get fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it all just depends, man.
Greyhound, 2 minutes.
Oh,
the hound.
Oh.
The hound.
Right.
What is it? What did I say? Oh, Sandown Park Race 2. What have we done here? Here we go. Sandown Park Race 2. Number 2, Artesian Artist. I think that's what it was. Yeah, he's a Tommy. He's a Tommy Shelby.
Oh, Tommy.
You see Tommy getting around a bit too in the sire's department because he's always out there.
He'd be a rooter.
Gives him a he'd be a rooter as well. Yeah, so he's a 2-year-old dog by Tommy Shelby. Yeah, obviously Tommy, bit of a rooter. Mm. Jeff Britton, the name Britton is, you know, a bit synonymous with the old dog racing. So that's where the theory is. Let's get it up here
before we forget. Let's go.
Video. What do we got? We should have a minute or so still up our sleeve. Yeah, they're just fucking walking.
I love the Thursday night grade. Just like kicks us off right for the weekend.
I've even got time to reload after that first one loss that we missed.
Yeah, that's what I just did. I just reloaded.
So which number are we grabbing?
Number 2, mate. Paying $5, getting the blows a little bit.
Hopefully he can just get the jump on one and stick to the rail.
Yeah, we like the early speed.
Mm.
We do not like being fucking with work to do, you know.
Well, the thing with dogs is they just fucking scatter other dogs.
Well, they're dogs, so yeah, they do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah. Imagine if little monkeys rode them.
That I've always fucking said that.
That'd be the best.
My brother and I have said for years, how funny would it be if you just put a little monkey on their back?
Yeah,
it would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Wow.
Well, Alpha Events might make it up. Yeah, so what do we got early speed here, Gropes, in the 2 dog?
I think so, yeah. We just got to watch the old 1 dog, man, because
there it is. One's on the screen watching now. Him.
One's not shit. So
1 doesn't look pumped up. Look like it wants to be there.
They all look quite relaxed, actually. It's good to see.
Cool, well, that's probably because they caught them putting ice in the water and they stopped it. Because before they were like,
right. What we want to see is him just scratching at the gates,
yeah,
ready for it to ping.
I want to see his paws.
It's much. Oh,
so they got the early speed. It's saying.
Won't matter.
It's the same as the 1. So hopefully. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, hello. What's he giving him a pull? Look. Oh, mate, just pulled the 8 dog. You watch 8 win now.
He's pulled him off.
Oh, 2 didn't get pulled.
He's just blue ball.
Green light is on. Just get out quick.
8 wouldn't want to win off that pull.
Just be in front for a bit. Oh, he's missed it.
Oh, no, Scamper. He's going all right.
Nah.
He's got to get in front of.
He needed to get around the 3.
Oh, wow.
There.
Wow.
It's all right. He's gone up the inside.
He's on the rail still.
It's not horrible.
He's get out of the way, 6, you fucking piece of shit. Here we go. There, he it's opened up.
It's opened up for him.
It's nice. Opened up. Get Nicely. Through. Nah. Just 3's just.
Jeez, the 4 is just fucking getting into its work out front.
Really they won't is. Catch it.
Nah.
They will not catch it. Here comes the 1.
Here comes.
He's going to run a nice 4th. The best.
And the 8 dog didn't win either after a pull.
After he got pulled off. The 4.
Duckworth.
Oh, well. Under the next. Let's go. Give me that back.
That's punting.
I've got to go on the analogue.
Take our licks and move on.
That's 2 weeks in a row. No good. But that's all right because I'm still well and truly.
Are we going to stop? No.
Well and truly in front after those couple of wins because they were fucking paying very good odds. Right, now we've just done our group 1. Did we hear from everybody?
We need to hear from Barbs and
Bees.
The bees.
The bananas.
The bees. The bee bees. The bee bees.
Reggie's TBR here. Group one this week is the Australian Cup. It's a small but pretty interesting race, really. Look, favourite, Mr. Brightside. He's drawn really low this time, and I'm sure Craig Williams, after a little bit of a kick up the arse, is going to ride him well, and he'll get a pretty conservative run. But I think, look, there's a distance query about this horse. He's had a few goes at it, never won. And, look, I think although he's going to get the run of the race, I'm going to go against him because he's favourite and I'm trying to look for a bit of value, and he's never won over the distance. Prior to Jenny, a little bit the same. I think distance query. Look, she's a tough mare. If she gets out 5, 6, 8 in front, 10 in front, you wouldn't know. Over 2,000 metres, she could be in a different race. But, look, I think she's going to be all out the last furlong, and she'll be definitely looking for the winning post. And there's going to be a few horses that, if they can get a suck into the race, are going to be stronger than her late, definitely. And look, I think she's going to just struggle distance wise. Cascadian was another one. I nearly went this way, but, this horse is running really well this prep, and he won this race last year, but this horse is 9 years old, rising 10. Look, I just think that his best days are behind him, and, this is probably going to be a pretty toughly run, race, and age might catch up with him. So I've gone against him as well. All in all, like, this probably all just leads to one horse, and that horse is a tissue. One last start. Look, I think realistically she's probably not in the same grade as a few of them horses, but she can run 2,000 metres. I think she's going to be strong through the line, and Blake Shin will be able to, probably follow Mr. Brightside into the race and be a bit stronger than him late. That's my prediction. A tissue to win the Australian Cup. Good luck. Happy punning. And remember, the Moya. The fucking Moya.
We didn't get a units there, but I think he just wants to have five.
I think, what? Even if that doesn't come off, I really enjoy, like,
how good's the insult?
Yeah, it's good.
Thomas like, just about from, each horse.
And, like, we can dribble all we want, but that's coming from someone who trains race horses. Yeah. Watch it. That's his field. It's fucking cool to hear.
I love the 9 years old rising 10.
Yeah.
Like, because obviously it's coming to the horse's birthday. But, yeah. Huh. Fucking awesome. How good was that?
No, it's prime.
That was fucking prime. Good on you.
I hope he's wrong.
I hope he's spot on.
I hope he's really wrong.
I was going because he's saying prior to Jenny Brightside. Please say Cascadia.
Yeah, me too.
The trifecta's looking
good.
But
he said it's old as shit.
Yeah. But if it does, no, he didn't. He said it's getting a bit older. Yeah. If it does win, we'll have to just say age shall not weary them.
Nor the years condemn.
Righto. B2. Or not be too.
Righto, Reginalds. Group one this week, the Group One Australian Cup. 10 furlongs, weight for age at Flemington headquarters.
Gun underwater.
Very prestigious race, won by some champions over the years, Doe Rogue, Lonro, Maccabi Diva, just to name a few. I reckon the VRC will be pretty off it this year with only the 9 acceptors. Fairly small field for such a great race, but I think that's tactically where it plays out here, boys. Prior to Jenny, we'll make her own luck up on the speed. I'm a little bit worried as to where Mr. Brightside gets to in the run from barrier one. He's probably gonna get back a fair way in the field, and he might get cluttered up on the fence at in vital stage. And I do think he's the better horse. When Friday Jenny gets her races run to suit, she sort of breaks their hearts when they cut the rhythms at the 600, and he's sort of just left wanting a bit, Mr. Brightside, when he's out the back and chasing. But I don't think it's a two horse race, lads. I'm gonna stick number 9, down the bottom there, Legato. This mare from New Zealand, she's a quality filly. She's won multiple group ones, the latest being 2 starts back over 10 furlongs at Ellerslie, and she just got beat last start at 10 furlongs at Ellerslie in another group one. So I think she's massive overs at $12 and $2.60, and I'll be having 2 units to win, 3 units to place Legato. Nice. Number 9, $12 and $2.60 at the time of recording. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punning.
I love that everyone's just gone against, like, that's taken on Brightside.
No one has directly back to it.
See, he's just going to up me here, but I don't agree with him saying that Brightside's going to get back from barrier one, because Craig Williams got clipped last start because he did go back.
So you reckon he'll push him forward?
He'll be on that. He'll be on Jenny's ass
and try and sit
not on her ass
and try and sit like one or two back on the fence. Third or
I don't fourth, think his position will be bad going on to the last 400.
It depends how hard I suppose the outside cunts go.
Yeah, exactly. It will definitely, but I reckon that barrier one's good because he can fucking be. You know, it'll probably be Jenny by herself.
Yeah.
And then a more traditional, there'll be a leader, one outside, and Brightside will be right behind the leader. Yeah. So technically it'll be like
– it won't be two or three
technically
wide.
Technically he'll be three back,
yeah.
But it's not really because Jenny's so far ahead. You'd one back basically.
Well,
so, yeah.
Well we will see. Opinion. We will see that.
We will bloody actually
oath.
See.
Bloody oath.
And I reckon you will hear it if the cattle dog is right.
If Legato, yeah. Well, he's right. It ran in a couple of good group ones in New Zealand, but it got beat.
I reckon it's prime.
He got beat at $1.35 last start in New Zealand, which obviously let a few punters down.
But how much was Brightside paying last start? Very short.
Yeah, true.
A lot of questions in this race.
Righto. It's going to be a cracker. Like Button said, it's a small but really interesting field.
Mm. Awesome. It is.
It's fucking going to be
all nine horses have
good.
A genuine chance to win.
Yeah, I'm keen as.
Beautiful. Righto. Let's get into the favourite segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
The old boys and the young guns, all the six of us. We've all got our 5 units to spend each week, but it's everyone's ROI added up. So, look. It hasn't been good. Hasn't been great.
No.
We have – we're in front still, but there's a few people on minus 35 in this segment, like on both teams.
Mm.
So
– am I one of them?
I don't think so.
I'm one of them. That's why it's stung me so
one
much.
Win. I think I might at best have one win.
I think so too. And I think Keto has kept the old farts in it.
Yeah.
Because
oh, that's $31 odds you got.
Yeah. Nah, yous have. Oh, you must have kept units 1 week or something, Tom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because one's. Yeah,
no,
yeah.
You've had a win.
Have I?
You had a win. Yeah. And so had you, Jace. You've had a win.
We've got to be a bit easier on ourselves, Tom.
Yeah. We've had a win. But yeah.
I could have sworn I'd.
Pedro and Rocket, bloody.
Yeah.
Keto is saving the day there. But. Mm. So there, the gap, man, is tightening. Like
Pedro
there.
Just needs to fucking put his group one bet in his old boys
on.
As well.
Yeah. Righto, let's get into it. Should we do the spawn fucking situation?
Yeah, I think so.
Right,
stick
I'll
with
go.
Tradition.
I'm staying with the same theory, boys. I'm going to go something that I think will win.
Yep.
I'm going to have all my units on it. Flemington Race 2, number 3, Midtown Boss. It's his time. It's got to be his time. It's this is it this weekend. He's fucking black scratched.
If
what
he
do you
doesn't.
Call it? You don't call it the black book. You put. I'm just... Fucking get
the bin. The bin.
He's been so close his last two, and he was better the day last time out. Just found one better. He's becoming a bit of a bridesmaid. That's the issue. So he's had 10 starts for 3 wins and 6 minor placings, which is looks great on paper. You're not running out of the placings except for one time. But, fuck, man, he had a massive push from so many people last start, and he, run second again. You're getting $3 as we speak. He's drawn the outside barrier, but it's 1,100 metres down the straight.
Yeah.
Because for some reason I didn't look at the fucking – when I'm going through it, I went, oh, he's drawn barrier 17, and I moved on. And then as I'm sort of going through some other races, I went, fuck, dickhead, it's at Flemington. So he's drawn barrier. He's drawn wide. I love that. I love when they draw wide. I'd much rather him draw there than barrier one. So, yeah, I'm going to have 5 units on him. Nice little return. Get us back in the winner's circle. 5 units at $3. Flemington Race 2, number 3, Midtown Boss.
That's good. I like that. I love
okay,
it.
Nice.
Keats. Keto.
Ben Keating.
Reginald, time to strike. We've given you boys enough time to put a gap on the old boys, but you haven't been able to capitalise. So bang, here we go. Keto's Blue Bet Old Boys heading to Ascot on Saturday for the Group 3 Western Australian Oaks for 3-year-old fillies over the gruelling 2,400 metres. Always a big ask for a young horse to run this distance, and it all comes down to breeding. And I've found the right credentials to win this race. Number 10, Flash of Dallas. Having her third race start on Saturday, a progeny of the great staying sire Tavistock should relish the 2,400 metres. Let's hope they go mad up front and set a strong tempo allowing the flash to come from back in the field with a withering finish all over the top of them. Trained by leading stables Grant and Alana Williams and has CJP in the saddle. All five units on the beak at $26. Oh. Ascot, race 8, number 10, Flash of Dallas.
Ascot.
Happy punting. Come on, the old boys.
Wow. Well, this is how we got him back in it.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But he only had one unit.
Makes, you laugh, and then I go, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, won't be nervous.
So because you just said, I didn't think I had, and everyone will go, oh, grab his fucking the spreadsheet.
Oh,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
I just checked. Went back through the Instagram. You backed Fangirl.
Oh, yeah.
In the old boys. Right. And you backed King of Sparta.
Yes, I did.
Same weekend.
Oh, cool. So the monkey is off the back.
Yeah, but.
But still shit. Still shit.
Yeah, nothing to brag about.
Yeah. Yeah. Righto. So 5 at 26s. Okay.
Yeah.
Righto. Who's going?
I'll take it away, I guess. My first bet is an AFL goal scorers multi. Did some reading through this weekend in the games, and I think I've found some value here. We're starting Friday, so it's going to be the 3 o'clock game, Carlton versus North, so you have to get on it early.
Luke Smith.
Yeah. Following his footsteps. We've got the reigning Coleman medalist, Charlie Curnow. I think he will pile on the goals, so we're going 3+. And then Crows versus the Dockers on Friday night. You'll like this one, Tommy.
The dad Dockers.
Isaac Rankin is always good for a goal, I think, coming around that forward line. So I've got him to kick one. And then we're going Swans versus Richmond. Papley to kick 2+. He's been electric in the forward line. Swans have in general, even without Buddy. And then to finish, a bloke who's kicked 2 goals, 2 games in a row when he's had such easy chances for more. It's Jeremy Cameron, and he will get it done this Monday to kick 3 or more when we pile on the points against the Hawks. That's paying $8.30, and I'm putting 3 units on that. And then Saturday, Rose Hill Race 8. I really like Military Mission.
Oh, shit.
So who did you back?
Ash Run.
But that's the champion.
It's the
place. Okay, yeah. So perfect.
Yeah.
This is still
well, good. It doesn't matter. You want me to lose that anyway. It's in the championship.
That's right. Yeah. Had a couple decent runs in the last 2 starts, but just not quite good enough. Although I think it's up to the 2,400 now, and it's ready to take it on because it's got such an impressive 2,400 record, 3 wins behind it. I'm pretty confident. It's Waterhouse and Bot trained, so we know it'll lead. And at $9, I think going up as well, I've got to have something on it, and it's late in the day, boys. It's a grey.
It'll be grey.
So you got to back it. I'm chucking my last 2 units on it for the win, so that'll be a nice print with some value there.
Copy that. So we've both gone Rose Hill Race 8 and just steered away from the favourites as well.
Yes, big time.
Post-impressionist and buckaroo. But that's good. That's good.
Let's hear from
P1. G'day, Reggie's. All right, old boys versus young bucks. Let's go. Just quickly, just this lawn mowing saga that's been going on. I won't have a chop with these other two, but Jace, Redman, right, surely you are not going to hire in any digger to come and mow your lawns ever. I'm raising you to be a man. Father, for my grandkids when they come, you will show them that is your fucking job. You can do it. You'll get plenty out of it, mate. I don't care if it's dark. Get your dolphin torches on. Fucking get a bit in it. Earn that beer. Sit back and watch it grow, mate. Fucking that's all I'll say about that. Righto. First up, 6-leg multi. I've got 4 units. It's on a Carlton game. Carlton versus North Melbourne. Friday Arvo for the Good Friday. Get in early if you want to get on it. Here we go. 6 legs. Carlton to win. Curnow, 3 or more goals. Mm-hmm. Harry Mackay, 3 or more goals. Paddy Cripps, 20 or more disposals. Chera, 20 or more disposals. And Nick Newman, 20 or more disposals. So that leg, 6-leg multi's paying about 480, 470. It's very doable. I'm going to whack 4 units on that. With my remaining unit,
here we go.
I'm going to go to the NRL. We got these some value in these 2 games. I don't know what's going on, but either my brain is twisted,
Fins.
But fucking I'm getting on it.
Fins, man.
Bulldogs to win. Oh. Jacob Preston any time.
Oh, we love that.
Raiders to win.
That was last week.
Timoko, whatever the fuck you pronounce it, any time. So that's a 4-leg multi. Thanks to Bluebet. That's paying about $38. a 1 unit on that. So Bulldogs to win. Jacob Preston anytime. Into the Raiders to win. And Tim O'Kay anytime. I think Bulldogs are going to give it to them. And Raiders at Shark Park, I think they're definitely going to give it to them. Too many players back, and then Sharks are missing too many.
I agree.
So get on it, boys. Attack.
I thought he was going to clip you.
Yeah, so I was sitting there going, what the fuck have I done wrong?
Does he mow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He mows.
I was like, surely he's going to clip Jace for living at home and not mowing.
Yeah. No, well, put it this way. When we lived out in a property and there was about 5 or 6 acres to mow around the house and the zero turn, I was jumping on that puppy from like 12 years old.
I'm sure you were.
Yeah, yeah.
But then now when it's at a far smaller yard and it's a push mow, I'm like, oh. Yeah. I love getting on the zero turn. I know what it is.
Yeah.
With the Raiders bet, the more I think about the fact I've tipped Sharks, the more I go,
do not change it, trust me.
I'm not changing it. Just purely off juju, I can't change it, but fuck, man.
You bet your bottom dollar I put money on his $300 fucking try scorer thing last week.
Yeah.
Because that one I'll probably leave because it's only a measly 38.
Yeah, yeah.
But if he's going to swing.
If he's going to hit.
If he's
going to
swing and he hits it and he's. Puts the old boys miles in front. At least I personally collect.
That's right.
Nice.
It'll be bittersweet, but you'll have cash.
Righto. I've tried playing safe, right? Last week, I was steaming around me mum's 60th. Two of the old boys were there, and I was just going, oh, yeah. Fucking easy. Where fucking Sharks are beating the Tigers. Chomp, chomp, fucking chomp. Nah. Sharks get rissled, and so do I. So fuck yous, and I'm going the kitchen sink multi. We're going six legs.
Yes!
With both codes of footy and some biffing. So starting off, I'm just confident on Zoo winning by knockout. I'm not chucking Liam in there. I am confident on him too, but I'm sticking to things that I definitely think are going to happen here. Zoo by knockout, first leg. Then we're going Dolphins to win. Then we're going Raiders, but I'm giving them a +6.5 head start.
Oh, this is glorious.
So that's a converted try in case fucking shit hits the fan. Then the two AFL legs, Swans to win, Geelong to win. And then the last one to finish off, I'm going Manly -9.5. I wanted to go 13+, but I pulled it in a bit, so they just have to win by 10 points, which I think they will do. That's paying $13.81 thanks to Bluebet, and I think it's very doable.
Fuck
that
Are we having all five?
All five on the cunt.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I really like that.
Yeah. The only, well, no, I'm not, I shouldn't even say
no,
it, but you've got to
say
it for the show.
Say it.
So you've gone against the Sharks after they fucked you.
Yeah.
So there's one juju.
Yeah.
And then we've done the -9.5 line twice when we were having 500 on shit.
It's just that I was going to go 13 and then wound it in from 13. That was my thoughts. Personally, if I'm just going on that game, a multi I put on will be 13+.
Yeah.
But for this, playing it safe and having more legs and that's where you get your value, that's my thoughts.
I just like going to, you know, saying it now just in case.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, no, you
that's
mate.
Right.
Yeah.
The old groper each way.
The old groper save me whole. And then the Raiders, like I genuinely think the Raiders should beat the Sharks looking at the two teams side by side.
The forward packs, man.
But just giving them that is
the
converted
big
try.
Factor A.
So, yeah I'm, yeah.
If I the like Sharks that. Win, is there a chance that they become the new juju team, how the Wars were, the Bros were?
Well, they can win, but by less than six.
If they win by six, we're sweet.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Sweet. No, that's a good bet. I like that. So, fucking oath. So. This is your time.
This is my time.
This is your chance.
This is our time to pull forward. Let's go.
We do need.
All right, Rocker. What names you got for us this week?
Oh, yeah, this will be good.
Punters, Queenslanders, Rockers, Ruffies, raring to go. Old boys versus the periods. Only turn up once a month. Rocky Road Hill on Saturday. Race 4. Horse 2. Kintyre. 3-year-old Bay Gelding. He's been thereabouts in the last couple. Car on board will be the difference. 5 units at $4.40. Jump on him. Stay hard.
That is a great bet, by the way. Rose Hill Race 4, Kintyre at $4.40. It's a fucking cracker of a bet. The periods.
Yeah. Show up once a month.
Okay.
Well, hopefully it's fucking The 30th of
hopefully
March.
This is our fucking, this is our due date.
This is our one due date.
Oh, well, get the pads out.
Yeah, fuck it.
Or a 10.
Okay, let's not clip that up.
No.
Listeners only. Righto, that's it, eh?
Yeah,
that is. Beautiful. Like we said at the start, don't forget to gamble responsibly, set the deposit limits, all that.
Massive. If you're going to have a punt, make sure you have a punt with our wagering partner, Bluebet. This show is pretty much a thing because of Bluebet, who have supported us massively. So get your account sorted and, punt with the true blue Aussie bookie, Bluebet.
Beautiful. We'll see you Wednesday morning. Everyone have a glorious fucking Easter.
Fucking oath. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, have fun. May the tins be cold.
4 days off, and I hope as you're listening to this, you don't go, fuck, I haven't got me piss, because you will not get it today.
Nope.
Yeah.
Righto.
Let's hope the print clip's a bit longer next week.
Yeah, please. Righto. See you Wednesday morning.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.